بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه وتحلى بصفاته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. وقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم بشراكم اليوم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك هو الفوز العظيم. يوم يقول المنافقون والمنافقات للذين آمنوا انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا فضرب بينهم بسور له باب باطنه فيه الرحمة وظاهره من قبله العذاب. صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, it is only the sheer mercy, infinite kindness and grace of Allah Rabbul Izzah that Allah has blessed us with a pure and pristine way of life, the deen of Islam. And one of the salient and outstanding attributes and features of the deen of Islam is that Allah Rabbul Izzah not only has He granted us transparency and clarity with regard to our lives in this world, what is expected of us, what to do, what not to do, road map to success and salvation. But together with this, Allah Rabbul Izzah has given us transparency and clarity with regard to the life that will come after the life in this world, death and the subsequent stages of death, and thereafter the realm of Barzakh, when the soul will ascend into the heavens, thereafter the stages of the grave, culminating in an eternal life either in the gardens of Jannah or in the dens of Jahannam, Allah protect. When it comes to life in this world, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى مِثْلِ الْبَيْضَىٰ. What are the requirements? What is required of you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I have left you upon a crystal clear path. And then to emphasize the clarity, to emphasize the detail, to emphasize the transparency, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam draws a parable. Layliha kanahariha. The night is as clear as the day. Generally, during the brightness of daylight, navigation is easy. A person is able to find his way to his destination with relative ease. But as night falls, as the sun begins to set, and darkness takes over, now a person finds a challenge. He is unable to navigate. Visibility becomes poorer. And at times he struggles to find his way to his destination. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that when it comes to the requirements for a believer in this world, layliha kanahariha, then the night is as clear as the day. In other words, everything has been laid out to you in great detail. What does Allah Rabbul Izzah require from me? And likewise, when it comes to the subsequent stages, when it comes to death, what awaits person when his soul will leave the body? Here also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has gone into great detail. نَزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَائِكَةٌ. That when a person reaches the culmination of his life in this world, then a delegation of angels are sent down from the sky. بِيضُ الْوُجُوهِ كَأَنَّ وُجُوهَهُمْ الشَّمْسِ. If the person was a righteous person, he had iman and a'mal, he had the consciousness of Allah Rabbul Izzah in his life, then these angels will appear in a very beautiful form. Their faces will be radiant. And in a very pleasing and easy manner, they will, in our words, administer anesthetic to this person. The fragrance of Jannah will be placed beneath his nose. And as he inhales the beautiful fragrance of Jannah, this will serve as an anesthetic. And with relative ease, very mild discomfort, his soul will be extracted. And thereafter the angels will transport the soul in a royal caravan into the skies. And as they reach the heavens, permission will be sought that we may we proceed. The angels who are in charge of each heaven will ask the question that who have you brought along with you? The angels who are transporting the soul will reply in a very beautiful way. They will praise the person and they will mention some of his noble attributes that he had in this world. And in this way he will be welcomed into the heavens. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan. We have awaited your arrival. Your arrival is a source of honor to the people of the heavens. And like this, the soul will ascend the first heaven, second heaven, until it is placed in Illiyin. which is where the souls of the righteous are stored. On the other hand, when a person was not righteous, he was impious, he did not have the consciousness of Allah Rabbul Izzah, then the scene changes very drastically. The angels who will visit him appear in a very terrifying form. His soul is extracted in a very brutal manner. And as his body is transported into the heavens, the permission is sought to pass through the first heaven. The question is asked, who have you brought? And the angels transporting him begin to mention his evil traits and characteristics, that we have brought so and so. This is who he was in this world. Permission is not granted, and they are forced to return to the world. And then the Hadith Sharif mentions that he is taken and sunken into the ground, to a place which is called Sijjin. And this is, so to say, Jahannam before Jahannam, where the souls of the evil ones will be stored till the day of Qiyamah. But here too, when it comes to death and the subsequent stages of death, we find great detail and clarity. Every step of the way has been explained to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it comes to life in the next world, here also we find great detail. In the verse recited in the beginning, Suratul Hadid, Allah Rabbul Izzah details the scene on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ Allah speaks about believing men and women, and how they will be ushered into the court of Allah. And from various riwayat we understand the honor that will be afforded to them. They will be the VIP guests of Allah on that day. Allah will shade them, Allah will quench their thirst for them. And on the contrary, those who left this world without iman, once again we find the scene changes. But when we look through all of these different stages, my dear brothers, whether it be life in this world, whether it be death and the subsequent stages of death, whether it be the journey of the hereafter, we find that there is a common theme, a recurring theme, and that is the struggle, the tussle, the tug of war between darkness and light. Dhulma and Noor. In this world it is the light of Iman, the darkness of Kufr. But in the hereafter we find this tug of war, this tussle, this struggle will be a physical one. Allah speaks about the Noor that will be given to the believers on the day of Qiyamah. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has mentioned the narration of Sulaym bin Amir. He says, Kunna fi janazatin bi Dimashq. We were attending a janazah in Damascus. Wa ma'ana Abu Umar al-Bahili. And with us, the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there, Abu Umama al-Bahili radiallahu anhu. And as the janazah had been completed and the person or the body had been lowered into the grave, Abu Umama addressed those who were present. And he says, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّكُمْ فِي مَنْزِلٍ تَقْتَسِمُونَ فِيهِ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ That, O people, you find yourself in such an abode wherein you have equal access to good and evil. Allah has given you the opportunity and the ability to please Him, to obey Him. And likewise, Allah has created the temptation and desire to disobey Him. وَسَتَضْعَنُونَ مِنْهُ إِلَىٰ مَنْزِلٍ آخَرٍ But He says, very soon you will leave this world and you will reach a place that is very different to this. And He then began to outline and detail the life of the grave. That إِنَّهُ بَيْتُ الظُّلْمَ وَبَيْتُ الْوَحْشَ وَبَيْتُ الْوَحْدَ وَبَيْتُ الدُّودِ You will find yourself in an abode of darkness, an abode of loneliness, an abode of worms and insects. And then you will travel from there to another place. And then he began to detail the scene on the day of Qiyamah. Until finally he says, تَغْشَ النَّاسَ ظُلْمَةٌ شَدِيدًا Pitch darkness will envelope the people. They will barely be able to see their hands in front of them. ثُمَّ يُقَسَّمُ النُّورِ And then a special light and nur will be distributed amongst the people. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu explains this further. Some people will be given nur مِثْلَ الْجَبَلِ To the extent and size of mountain. Others مِثْلَ النَّخْلَ To the extent of a date palm tree. And the person with the lowest level of iman, just to the extent of a fingertip. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, this also will be flickering on and off. At times lighting the way ahead, at times he too will be enveloped in darkness. وَأَمَّا الْكَافِرُ وَالْمُنَافِقُ فَلَا يُعْطَيَانِ شَيْئًا. And then Abu Umama al-Bahili radiallahu anhu says, as for the disbeliever and the hypocrite, the munafiq, that person who was clothed in the garb of iman, outwardly he looked like a believer. He may have had the name of a Muslim. He may have been referred to as a Muslim. In fact, he may even have been in the masjid for salah. But iman had not penetrated the heart. He did not have true iman and belief in Allah. فَلَا يُعْطَيَانِ شَيْئًا. They will not be given a share of nur and light. Allah says, the hypocrite, the disbeliever will be begging the believer. أُنْظُرُونَ. That just glance in my direction so that I may take benefit from your nur and light. Ulama have given the example. The young family is seated at the dastarkhan. They're having supper. And suddenly there's a power outage. There's no emergency lights. The street lights also are gone off. It's a cloudy night. And the young husband, the young father has his cell phone in his hand. And the wife is carrying the baby on her lap. And she's trying to feed the crying child. So she'll say to her husband, just shine the screen of your phone or point it in my direction. At least a little bit of light I will get so that I am able to feed the child and the child does not continue to cry. But we know the level of discomfort, the level of restlessness. The young child wakes up in the middle of the night and he finds himself in his own room, in his own bed. The lights have been switched off. Immediately he begins to cry out. He calls out for his parents. And the moment the mother or father puts the light on, he's at ease. That fear dissipates. And he is able to now fall back off to sleep. The scene will be very similar on the day of Qiyam. The believer will have nur and light. But that person who did not take care of his iman, of his a'mal, of his taqwa, he will find himself in total darkness. What is the solution, my dear brothers? And we are indebted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for having taught us that with these challenges, with these fears, with these concerns, Allah Rabbul Izzah has kept the solutions in his deen. Mufti Shafisa rahimahullah has mentioned under these verses of Surah Al-Hadid that there are up to 12 actions, 12 a'mal that a person will carry out during the life of this world, which will be a guaranteed source of nur, of light for him on that day. What we can refer to as the emergency light. And inshallah we'll go through just a few of them in the time that we have. But really, my dear brothers, this is the investment to make. In this world, if a person is told about a certain investment, very profitable, the returns are unmatched, the profits are unheard of, then not only will he ensure he puts his funds into that investment, but not just myself, my wife, my children, my elderly parents, my friends, I will leave no stone unturned to ensure that every one of them takes benefit of this. Such returns that are unheard of, such profits that are unmatched, where will a person find an investment like this? These a'mal taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the investment which will become a guaranteed source of nur on the day of Qiyamah. The very first amal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the hadith of Abdullah bin Amr bin As رضي الله عنهما ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة يوما بين أصحابه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is speaking about salah. And then he says to the sahaba رضي الله عنهم من حافظ عليها. That person who will be concerned with regard to his salah, it will feature in his life, it will feature very high on his list of priorities. What will Allah give him in return? كانت له نورا وبرهانا ونجاة يوم القيامة. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it will become a source of nur, of light for him on the day of Qiyamah. On that day when everybody will be thrown into darkness, but his care and concern that he took with regard to his salah, this will become a guaranteed source of light for him. Not only this, وبرهانا, that salah will become an advocate in Allah's court for him. And ultimately, وَنَجَاتًا, it will be a means of securing his salvation in the hereafter. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warns, وَمَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظْ عَلَيْهَا, that person who does not take care in this regard, he displays a lax attitude with regard to his salah. لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ نُورٌ وَلَا بُرْهَانٌ وَلَا نَجَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, then for him there will be no source of noor on the day of Qiyamah. There will be no advocate to fight his case in the court of Allah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say, وَحُشِرَ مَعَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَارُونَ وَهَمَانَ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَأُبَيْ بْنِ خَلَفٍ, his resurrection will take place with the greatest tyrants of the ummah. Those people whose entire lives were known for tyranny, for disobedience, for breaking the law of Allah. Such people who are cursed till today, Fir'aun, Qarun, Haman, whose life stories have been mentioned in the Quran Kareem, and the level of their transgression and disobedience, his resurrection will take place with these people. Ulama have explained the reason for this, that when it came to these three individuals specifically, we find primarily it was their occupation with regard to the worldly pursuits, their wealth, their assets, their investments, their haughtiness, their pride, their name and status in this world that kept them away from the obedience of Allah. Likewise, ulama say, when a person displays a lack of care with regard to his salah, then primarily it is for this reason. My business has kept me away from my salah. My occupation has taken me away from my salah. My infatuation with my own position and status has made me believe that I do not need salah in my life. Therefore, to teach him a lesson, Allah will resurrect him with these people. But that person who will take care in this regard, not only in the hereafter will it become a source of noor for him, but the hadith of Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that salah will become a means of noor and guidance in this world also. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the hadith Qudsi mentions that if a person is seeking closeness to me, then he will use the fara'id, the five daily salah, to find my closeness. And that person who wants to become super close, he wants to have a very personal relationship with me, wants to be within my inner circle, then he will add to that the nawafil, still talking about salah. And then what will be the result? How will it become a source of noor and guidance in this world? Allah says, then when a person does this, I will become his eyes by which he sees, I will become his ears by which he hears, I will become his hands by which he stretches out and takes hold, I will become his feet by which he walks. In other words, every step of his life I will be with him. When it comes to decision making, I will be by his side. And ask ourselves, dear brothers, who does not have decisions to make during his daily life? Decisions with regard to my business, with regard to my investments, with regard to my children, with regard to my grandchildren. Which direction is my life moving in right now? It is as though every hour of the day is a decision making hour. But when a person will take care with regard to his salah, the promise of Allah, I will be with you in that decision making. I will ensure you make the right choice. I will ensure you tread the right path. Not only in the hereafter, in this world also it will become a source of noor and light for him. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the second action. مَنِ سَمَعَ إِلَىٰ آيَةٍ مِّنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, that person who will listen to one verse of the Quran, كُتِبَتْ لَهُ حَسَنَةٌ مُضَاعَفَةٌ, Allah will record for him multiplied rewards. وَمَنْ تَرَاهَا, and that person who will go one step further and he will recite one verse of the Quran, كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, it will also become a source of noor for him on the day of Qiyamah. One verse of Quran. Somebody complained to Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahimahullah that my day is occupied, I have various responsibilities and tasks to take care of. I look after my family, my children. I have my job to see to. I have my own health issues that are plaguing me. In reality, I do not find time to open the Quran. What was the response? He says, on the contrary, you have not prioritized the recitation of Quran. Do you not find time to relieve yourself every day? Do you not find time to partake of 3 full meals every day? In our words, do you not find time to browse your messages and your cell phone every day? If this is the case, you have not prioritized the recitation of Quran. Understand, my dear brothers, as we mentioned, what an investment is this? If I have to lose 10 minutes of sleep, what will it cost me? But what will the return and the years be on the day of Qiyamah? One is Salah, one is the recitation of Quran. Very briefly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then speaks about a very, very important amal in the life of a believer, especially on the day of Jumu'ah. That person who will send Salat and Salam upon me, the recitation of Durood Sharif. Then here also Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentions this will become a source of nur for him, specifically as he crosses the pul sirat on the day of Qiyamah. Such a bridge over Jahannam. The details in the ahadith are very graphic of the hooks and the tentacles that are on this particular bridge. The width very narrow, the distance very lengthy, and it will be a very daunting task to cross over into the gardens of Jannah. We can imagine if a person does not have visibility and light, but by reciting Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the path ahead on the Sirat will be lit up for him, and he will find that he will traverse that bridge very easily. I ask myself, my dear brothers, and all of us should ask ourselves, today is the day of Jumu'ah, which commenced at the time of Maghrib yesterday. From then till now, how many Durood Sharif have I sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The greatest benefactor that a person can have in his life. How much time have I taken out? And it is the mercy, the kindness of Allah Rabbul Izzah, that to recite Durood Sharif, a person does not even need to move away from his work. Driving, walking, while he's occupied with his daily tasks, he is able to still recite, still send Durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, look at the returns, look at the yields, look at the profits on the day of Qiyamah. There are many, many other actions, as we mentioned, up to 12 a'mal. Time has almost run out. But really, my dear brothers, in our country, we are perhaps the best placed to understand this struggle between darkness and light. In a country that has been plagued with load shedding, with power outages, with power cuts, this much we understand, that when the lights go out, when there is a power cut, when there is load shedding, in the back of my mind, I know that I can still make a plan. Whether I charge my cell phone in the car, whether we use some emergency light that was charged for this purpose, there's a gas stove, we can still cook a meal, or we'll go to the neighbor's or some relative's house, the geyser will still be on there. But to some extent, I can make a plan. And how many people don't have solar-powered systems in their homes? There's a generator. Something or the other can be done. But understand this much, my dear brothers. On the day of Qiyamah, when the lights will go out, when the power outage will take place, when there will be absolutely no source of light, on that day it will not be possible to make plan. On that day there will be no contact, no speed dial. There will be no number that I can call. There won't be any calling of favors. The only speed dial, the only contact, the only one to come running to my rescue will be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will be my iman, my a'mal. This is the only thing that will come to my rescue. Allah has given us our lives in this world to make the preparation for that day from now. It should not be that a person misses the opportunities given to him. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah would say to his son, he'll terminate on this. He would say to him, oh my son, Allah has blessed you with 24 hours in every day. And in every hour, Allah has blessed you with a fixed number of minutes. Every minute Allah has given to you represents an empty box, an empty vessel. It is up to you what you choose to place into that box. And then he cautions his son, that, oh my son, should not be that when you leave this world and you are placed into your grave and these boxes are placed in front of you, it should not be that you were expecting treasure to come out of those boxes. but you did not make an effort to fill them in this world, and you opened them to find that those boxes are now empty. In the same way, my dear brothers, Allah has given us whatever remaining hours, days, weeks, months of our lives. I do not know whether I will leave this masjid after Salatul Jumu'ah. None of us know the expiry date on the visa of life. But as long as we are living and breathing, the opportunity is still there. These amal have been given to us. The details have been given to us. As we mentioned in the beginning, the deen of Islam is transparent. There is absolute clarity. What is required of us is no secret. But it's for myself to put my shoulder to the wheel, to make that effort, to take time out, to connect with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to make my relationship with Allah, so that on that day when the entirety of humanity is placed in darkness, I will have a source of light, I will have a source of nur, visibility will be clear, and ultimately I will find my way to my destination of Jannah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.